love you. There's no other way to better say it. I love you. I love you. Read some Byron Shelley and Keys, recited it over a hip-hop beat. I'm having trouble saying what I mean with dead poets and drum machines. You know I had some studio time booked, but I couldn't find the killer. Now you're gonna raise the bar right up. Nothing I write is ever good enough. These words are mine.
Cause I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Hit the track up there, baby. Try it out. Roth Radio, Bad Brian Young live in the background there. Play that, white boy. Play it up, play it up. Roth Radio, good to go. New York, Philly, Dallas, the entire free world. Lisa, how are you this morning?
I am very good, my brother.
My sister, Lisa Roth. You didn't even know I had a family out there, did you? And we are celebrating today. This is one of the great moments for me. I heard something on the news coming up in the card this morning. You heard it. You've got it on the internet. You want to share it?
Oh, I can't wait.
This is my opportunity. They've invented a drug that's going to allow me to have the two cheeseburger, extra large size Happy Meal with the vanilla shake every morning for breakfast.
This is trouble in the making for America.
But I am trouble in the making for America, Lisa.
That's an old story.
But this is going
to stick to the news.
This is going to change my fuel. That's the news. This is like
that's just what you need, more energy.
This is like mixing fuel for a drag racer, man. Eye protection, man. Yeah. All right, start up the afterburner, Young. Hit it, baby. Yo! See, what you got to get is you got to get your own guitar player. I mean, I was lucky enough to run into this one here, you know. But, like, Natasha Bedingfield was here yesterday.
Yes.
And she looks like she's on a good diet.
Yes, she does. She was beautiful.
That's what I mean, like mind roasting. Like my IQ went down 12 points. You saw that. You know me.
Yeah. I know most guys.
But she had... Hey, no metaphysics before happy hour. We promised each other, okay? And she had her own guitar player, but he was only acoustic. If he works his way up, then he can have the electric. Hey, play it up, white boy. Play it up one time there. That's what I'm having for breakfast. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, what's the name of this drug? Do you have the name there on the internet? What is it?
I do. The thing that makes this different is they're going to make it over the counter.
Why would that make it different? Is this already available?
Not yet. Sometime in 2006, according to this article. So far, it's only been by prescription.
So what's the name of this, Lisa?
They're going to call it Ally.
Like ally? Like it's your ally? Alliance? Like it's your ally, your friend? Me and my ally are going to Burger King for the triple quad superstar extra later with the fries? Like
well,
that?
According to the New York Times, it's pronounced Ally.
Yeah, and they also call it Escalade. and they also, I mispronounced another one too recently, but it's like, okay, you say Houston, I say Houston. I used to live on Houston, but I like to go to Houston. Is it, you say tomato, I say tomato. I think they mean it like it's your ally, right? Like
probably.
Like England is our ally.
Well, would you like to hear about it?
I'm dying.
This is right up your ally.
No, no, no. This is right down my alimentary canal. Go ahead.
Oh, just wait. Okay, a pharmaceutical company hopes to begin selling this year a fat-blocking pill directly to millions of overweight Americans who now only have access to a prescription version of the drug.
Stop right there, kiddo. How does a fat-blocking drug operate? Do you know how that works?
No, I'm not quite sure. It doesn't even say in the article how that works, but somehow it goes through the digestive tract and out.
Like
it
a
is
goose.
Not absorbed into your fat cells.
Like poop through a goose.
Yes. Needless to say, this has some rather unpleasant side effects. Right. But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
It depends if the goose is over you. Are you the goose then? Then you become the goose. Go ahead. I'm interfering. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, so what else is new? The Food and Drug Administration could approve over-the-counter sales of Orlistat in the next few months.
Stop. That's the name? I got to write this down.
Orlistat. That is the prescription name. The over-the-counter is going to be your ally.
Ah, easier to remember.
Yes, the over-the-counter version is half the strength.
So I take two times.
I was going to say, you're going to have to take twice as much.
Well, this is like that commercial for whatever it's called, Leptoprin or something like that. And the lady comes on very strong, you know, very direct. And she goes, this is not if you need to lose less than 15 pounds. And immediately, a nation, a whole voter block like me goes, I know what I'll do. Because like I only got like that last seven, you know, and I'm trying to quit water. Those last few quarts are a killer, man, especially around Sunday, especially around Sunday morning, you know.
I
know what I'll do is I'll get the adult heavy lifting strength Leptoprin or whatever it is for people who need to lose 50 pounds. I'll take half as much. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just kind of cultivate my buzz, mm-hmm. very postmodern approach, until I look just, you know, like Arnold in his heyday or something like that. Do you think I'll ever look like that?
I hope not.
Because every time I go to the health food store, like GNC, I fool around with like the Pakistani guy or whatever. And I say, how many of these do I have to take until I look like the guy on the label here, man? And if you say it with a really straight face, they answer you with a really straight face.
Well, most people are very serious. They, that's their goal.
Okay, so this is called, what's the ally? It's going to be my ally. Go ahead from there.
Okay, well, let's see what it has to say here. We are excited about the potential opportunity to provide consumers with an FDA-approved over-the-counter option that promotes gradual yet meaningful weight loss.
Nothing is gradual in America. Nothing is meaningful until we have the result. I hate to add these Shakespearean sidebars here, but I'm still in.
Well, you know I'm opinionated about this stuff.
Is there side effects? Those are the most fun.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk. Okay, according to the article.
Yep.
A bevy of potential distasteful and embarrassing side effects.
Who uses the word bevy? Is this from a newspaper article?
This is from the New York Times.
Because nobody from a drug company would go, a whole bevy of side effects. Because, you know, half that, you know, I come from the time period of the 60s and the early 70s when the side effects was what you originally signed up for, man. Oh, yeah.
Okay. You ready?
Am I so ready? I was hovering when I heard this news. Go ahead.
You'll be hovering if you take this drug, trust me.
Why? What will happen to me?
Okay. A bevy of potentially disastrous and embarrassing side effects struck about half the participants in trials of the drug.
Struck?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Those side effects including fecal incontinence.
Whoa. Aren't they on Sony?
Big words.
The video writes itself. That's what I'm thinking, man. Wait, let me just dwell on that. Fecal incontinence?
Yes, would you translate for us?
Diarrhea.
Okay, thank you.
But who can spell that? It's more like the word ally. Easy to remember, you know. We used to say that, like in the rock band, that we used to practice. Now we rehearse. Cosmore.
Yeah, you're showing your age.
Right? We used to do transfer in video. Now we do, then we did telecine. And now it's digital reclamation or whatever. Come on, give a thing a good name. How many copies would the Ancient Mariner have sold if it was called That Old Sailor? Which now, though, actually is kind of a deconstructed kind of vibe. I would buy that. You think?
I think so.
Anyways, does it say how much this is going to cost? Is this like super expensive?
You know what? It doesn't say.
At any cost, you're going to save so much on buying cheeseburgers and barbecue for breakfast and making it last 3 days in a row, because you could spend $100 for the pill and get away with eating nothing but Cheetos and Sugar Pops. Is that not? I hate the way I think, but answer to that if you would, please.
I think you'll be spending it on toilet paper. Okay, I'm not done.
No pun intended. Okay, we're off to our usual flying start. I'm David Lee Roth. She's Lisa Roth, my sister. I'm her brother. Roth Radio, New York, Philly, Dallas. Congratulations, Pittsburgh. Your new diet is on its way here. We're sharing with you some of the magical ingredients that are going to help you win the Super Bowl. West Palm Beach, you're in reach. Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay, just a few more side effects.
Go ahead.
Why do I like this part of the article best?
Because side effects was the stuff we used to sign up for back when psychedelia was happening or whatever. You know, if you eat enough Dramamine travel sickness pills, you can get a good hallucination going, you know. I'm fascinated. While I'm sitting on the toilet with fecal incontinence from eating my cheeseburgers or whatever, and I'm taking this new diet drug, what else will happen to me? Don't just look at me and think it. I know you're wishing it upon me now. Go ahead, you're up.
Okay. Fecal incontinence, gas, and oily discharge that spotted the undergarments of trial participants are likely to limit the appeal of the pill.
Wait a minute. Stop right there. What was on the stereo during this test, man? Because that may have informed the incontinence. Were they watching a particular television show? Was it like Ashley Simpson in the rerun from Saturday Night Live? I had incontinence. I mean, not, you know, like manifested, but...
Yeah, I don't know what the controls were, but... These were the side effects.
This is bad news stuff. You would lose weight just from the side effects.
Yeah.
Woo, your hat size would go down if you have fecal incontinence for long enough, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you.
You'd lose friends, too.
And then you would be nobody to be naked with, and why would you even buy the pill?
I told you.
God, I hate to ruin this for myself. I'm going to drink a Red Bull. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
No, he won't help you with this show. God is very angry with us. You may have read it in the newspaper, the other newspaper there. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, one of the panel chairmen, Dr. Alistair Wood, actually had a suggestion. Have you considered placing a warning label on the box? Don't take this product while wearing your new La Perla underwear.
Have you considered placing a warning label over your mouth?
or your underwear.
Or your underwear. Hey, actually, you'll have to buy them in pairs. In fact, there's 9 working orifices on the human body. You need 9 of them. They'll come in packs of 9. We'll call it the solar system package, right? But then that'll defeat the purpose. You'll back up. You'll inflate. You won't be able to eat anything.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
The mind reels. I'm imagining all of this. If we had a television show, we'd be flashing, some of the possibilities here. Anyways, is there anything more to this? Are there any more side effects?
That's the side effects. And Glaxo wants people to use Ally for only 6 months at a time as part of an overall diet and exercise regimen. Now, what do you think the chances are of people staying on this only 6 months?
I was just going to say I want an 18-month supply because I'm leaving the country to go on the road, right?
Yeah. I say that we come up with more drugs instead of, looking at the problem head on and... Let's just prolong.
Well, you know what's going to happen is right away this is going to reach into what the MTV generation, right? The first people are going to reach for this. We got Kevin Federline coming, K-Fed, right, is calling in at about 9 o'clock.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, and the Britney Spears connection there. These are the first. This is the
she
first.
She was in the news again last night.
In connection with a diet drug? I love it.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And this is the gang that's going to reach for it first, right? Everybody's going to reach for this, and then watch, stock in McDonald's is going to go right through the church ceiling, because everybody's going to be thinking larceny, just like me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They
That's what's going
to screw around.
And is this the only kind of drug? There's 2 of them, right? One is...
another one. I can't remember the name. It started with an L.
Leptoprin, I think.
Was it Leptoprin, something like that?
Yeah, that's the one that's on television, and that the guy, there's one where the guy talks and one with the woman, and she says, this is not... For those of you who only want to lose 20 or less pounds, this is for serious weight loss. And everybody in the, especially if you live in New York or Pittsburgh or the inner city or whatever, larceny is our main wheel here, We go, thing we do is go, okay, so I'll take half as many for twice as long. I'll lose 3 times as much. I'll look 6 times as sexy for a third the price. God, I hate the way I think.
Cutting corners is what it's all about.
Roth Raider. No, it's more like cutting curves. We're slicing away the curves, huh?
Yeah. But that drug is also prescription. The difference is this is over the counter.
So anybody's...
Easier access.
And this is...
You can buy as much as you want.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. That's it's only a matter of time before somebody winds up tying that into their anorexia.
Yep.
Tying that into their bulimia or whatever, which is now a fashion accessory virtually.
Yeah.
If you don't have that habit or at least that mark on your resume, then you don't qualify as a new young rising starlet, right?
Yeah. And dehydration and tachycardia from dehydration and who knows what else.
Well, like I said, the side effects are half the fun. That's like copping a buzz, isn't it? You get your heart rate up, whatever. I don't know. You want to open up the phones on this? Is anybody losing weight out there? 866-313-3733.
That's a major problem. I think most people have something to say about it.
How about Oprah Winfrey? How many pounds has she lost over the last, say, 12 years? Like 100,000 pounds? How come she's even able to? How come we can't even see her? What keeps happening there?
I think she's got it under control now.
Well, she looks great, but, you know, cameras and lighting, like Mom used to say to me, with the right lighting, you could go far. You didn't know she said that, did you?
No, I didn't.
Ah, there was friction early. You never knew. My sister, Alicia Roth.
She lied.
I'm David Lee Roth. Yeah, but she passed on the DNA to you, evidently. New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, my conscience is speaking. Boss, careful, Lisa. I can read thought bubbles. Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, DavidLeeRoth.com. We are worldwide, died, fried, and to the side. Roth Radio. If you've got a good diet in mind, because I'm scared of these kinds of side effects, okay? I'm scared of this kind of quick corner. The idea that I'm going to be able to take a pill that'll accomplish anything for me quickly. I'm not a natural student.
Well,
I study all the time. I train at things all the time. But as far as being one of those terriers who gets it right away, no, it's not possible. As far as taking a pill and it just works for me, it may just work for everybody. But I know for a fact it won't work for me. Have you ever heard of a pill that would do something like that?
No, it's ridiculous. You know, obesity has its roots in something. It could be physical. It could be emotional.
What do you mean it's physical?
Oh, you could have some sort of genetic predisposition. You could have some sort of disorder, some sort of thyroid problem.
Okay, sis, how many people out of 10 people out there who have, you know, who got a lot of junk in the trunk or carrying it around midriff style, how many out of 10 people, for example, how many of them are actually genetic and how much of it is, I just can't walk past McDonald's like Dave Roth can?
I don't know how many, but there's both. There's nothing wrong with a little junk in the trunk or a little something around your middle. That's not obesity.
Well, I agree, because otherwise you don't feel like you've been anywhere. And that's a whole nother subject that I want to save until there's more black people listening to the show. But how many people, you know, a lot of people look in the mirror and say a lot of people who drink too much say it's a disease and just keep drinking. And for many, it may well be. How many people look in the mirror and go, I have a genetic difficulty, there's nothing I can do, and just continue on their lifestyle? What percentage of that would be?
Well, now you're getting into a whole nother conversation about, using titles or, what do you call that, calling something a disease instead of wanting to look at the reality. I don't know how many people, but it's a lot. That's our problem in America. No one wants to look at the reality.
Oh, yeah.
It's avoidance of discomfort.
What we want to do is watch the discomfort on the reality show.
There you go.
Have you seen some of these weight loss shows? And there's really famous people on there, famous faces.
Yes.
Who's your favorite?
Wait, what's the name of celebrity fat something?
Guys in the back, producers, can you dig this up here? Whatever the celebrity fat loss shows are. There's like three of them out there or whatever. And they're all going into overdrive. You can just say it, brother. What's up? Get on the horn here.
What is it? Celebrity Fit Club.
That's it.
Who is on Celebrity Fit Club? Get on the mic here. Don't just yell it up here. Go ahead.
I know that Chastity Bono is on this one, and the guy that was in Taxi, the good-looking one.
Is he good-looking or is he fat now?
Well, now he looks pretty
haggard.
Who else is
on? He's a drinker also. That's his problem.
Yeah.
Kelly McGillis.
Oh, wow.
No, Kelly McGillis?
Yeah.
Kelly McGillis from Top Gun, the romantic chick.
No. Kelly LeBrock.
Kelly
LeBrock, the woman in red.
Ah, that's a different call.
Yes.
It's a different call.
But
we'll take either one.
Hey, or maybe that's a different reality show.
Maybe Matt lives in a different reality.
I think he does. I think he should produce.
And maybe in his reality, Kelly McGillis is overweight.
She's still beautiful in my eyes.
Okay. I think what you got is the fascination with watching other people struggle with it. Right? What is it that Danny Bonaducci went through a whole cycle of things just recently, didn't he? Do you know that story, man?
Breaking Bonaducci. It was on VH1.
Okay, we're going to break with the news on Bonaducci after we go to the commercials. Or commercials, Lise. It's a very important part of the process. Like Burt Reynolds says to Wahlberg in the porno movie, you know, in Boogie Nights, when he talks about the money. It's a very important part of the process here. Also, speaking of weight gain, weight loss, depends if you think he's an attachment or an ornament or if he's leading the way. Your K-Fed's going to be giving us a call a little bit. 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock.
We're going to get his views on diet.
Can't wait to hear.
Oh, look at that. You do derision really well.
David Lee Roth in the mornings.
Roth. 6 a.m.
the studio. Play it, Brian. Play on the play that song. Roth Radio. It's all going down. Like water getting thrown out of a bucket. Truck it, baby. Roth Radio. Sea to shining sea. I'm David Lee Roth. Lisa Roth, my sister. Lise, how are you this morning?
I am excellent.
Welcome to New York City. Welcome to the miracle of radio.
I am very excited to be back here. It's been a while.
What, like 12 hours?
Actually.
Something like that. Zulu time.
Yeah.
You know, you're speaking to about 3 million people right here.
Oh, nothing like making me feel relaxed.
Yeah.
The pro that I am.
Tight like a duck's butt, huh? And speaking of tight like a duck's butt, I feel like I kind of am. We discussed once about what kind of a dog would you want to be. If you were going to be a dog, Lise, what kind of dog would you like to be?
Doberman Pinscher.
You would want to look like one? Or
yes.
See, I would have the personality of a Labrador Retriever, but I would have the body of a Doberman Pinscher.
Well, it's all about how you look, right?
Is it about how you look outside or how you look naked? Because all of these diet pills and everything are about how you look naked. I don't think it has anything to do with health. I don't think it has anything to do with your heart rate. I don't think it has anything to do with aerobic. I can't even spell aerobic. I'm not even sure if I have one.
Well, dogs don't wear clothes. I want to be a Doberman Pinscher, okay?
Okay. I just want, because there's a spiritual thing to that, you know, and I think that a lot of people would agree with you. That's why we're talking about the diet.
I agree.
And I was celebrating earlier and I wasn't kidding, you know, call me a celebutard. I do. That's my new word. Should I get a t-shirt? Should I get a tattoo?
That is a great word. I love that
celebutard.
Word.
Celebutard. That's heavy lifting words, man. Somebody invented that on page 6. They didn't mean it for me, unfortunately.
It says it all.
It says it about Paris Hilton, which I want to talk about. Do you think she keeps a good diet?
Oh, you know, probably doesn't have to work too hard.
You mean she doesn't eat and then she just stays skinny?
She probably forgets to eat.
I do that occasionally. But do you think she does it like for days at a time? What do you think Paris Hilton eats for breakfast?
I don't think she eats breakfast.
Okay.
She probably has a double latte caramel something.
Actually, I think that's her partner on the reality series. 866-313-3733. If you've got an obesity story for me, and by the way, please refer to me as D-Row for the remainder of the career here in radio, which may be short, may be long, but let's all get together on this. Because K-Fed is calling up at about 9 o'clock. That's Kevin Federline. But as you see, he's updated. He's gone postmodern, as I have. And as Diddy has, and as the Diddy formerly known as Prince. This is what you do. Would you like a nickname, Lise?
I would, but did you give him K-Fed, or is that really?
No, that's really his that's his thing. That's how he's going according to the news releases, etc. And he has a rap career. I see the astonishment in your eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
Utterly unpredicted, wasn't it?
Like K-Fed.
K-Fed. What does that sound like? That sounds like that's what they should call the new drug that's going to help me lose weight.
It sounds a little bit like he's trying too hard. I don't know. K-Fed?
At least you're judging so harshly,
no. So
very early in the morning.
You know I'm not like that.
I do know you are like that. And I'm trying to say to you, from this microphone up to the satellite, 6,000 miles away, across the sea to shining sea on the internet and back through your headsets, you are like that. Now, please... We got to reserve judgment because K-Fed may have good intentions.
Okay.
Shut up, Hutch. Because K-Fed has been places I personally have never gone. Shut up, Hutch.
I can't help it.
He's looking at me like, yeah, you've been places with your face that I wouldn't go with a Glock pistol, Mr.
That's
Rod.
Right.
Turn up the music. I'm going to punch Hutch.
Hey! Ow!
Okay, knock it off. Now, you're creating a hostile work environment. Where's my lawyer? Vader and Sons. You got to meet him. Okay.
I want a nickname.
Lero.
No. I'm D-Ro. You're going to get it confused if you're
family.
Like... It's. We're going to think on this.
Okay.
No, really, because you got to get a nickname. Otherwise, it's going to be a little tough here.
Okay.
All right. Obesity. Sophie. She wants to talk to me or Lisa even. You know, we're both equally expert on the subject.
I'd like to address both of you. And you know what? I'm going to go with a D-Row out of respect. But that's so not cool. You are who you are. That is so way cooler. Don't fall into the bull. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. What happens is they punch out the middle word and like three words on either side. So go ahead on the sentence again, sweetie.
I'm so super sorry. I have something that I just wanted to comment as far as your sister and what you said. Super apropos, but I did miss the first 10 minutes of the show. A, obesity. I don't know what's going on in America at the moment. Things are so out of control, whereas that this bypass, this gastric bypass option is considered not only viable, but it's like a recommended procedure. This is outrageous. I mean, you know, you're surgically cutting into the body. Something is just wrong with that.
Hold on 1 second. Let Lisa talk to that. Go ahead.
Sophia, are you a normal weight person?
Well, I am, but I just wanted to feather into something that you had said earlier. I am less than a normal weight person, firstly, and this connects to what you were saying about like genetic disorders. I'm a person that has thyroid disorder. My mm-hmm. thyroid disease was undiagnosed for so many years because I'm so skinny.
Very often, people who are very thin find it very hard to understand having a major surgery like that. And I don't recommend it for everyone, and was in fact quite against it for a long time until I saw great results from people that I have great regard for.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not like somebody that's like in an obnoxious fashion against it. I think that when it is appropriate, then fine and dandy. But I'm just thinking that the medical community in general is kind of just like,
I agree with you,
commercially pushing this a bit too much as opposed to putting an emphasis on real diet, real exercise.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. Sophie, Lisa, tell them a little bit about your background and what you're speaking of here. Go.
Well, I've been a nutritionist, actually, for 20 years. I have private practice here in New York and in Los Angeles. And I've worked with all kinds of people, from people in the spotlight to sports people to everyday Joes. And I find that the problem is, and it's what you're, it's what you're touching on, Sophia, that people don't look at the problem. They want quick answers.
I think people are looking for the cut corner. I know I am. I just learned to be scared of the ones that have medical attached to it in the word parentheses.
Same thing. It's like, I mean, it's easy to go with like the quick result, but when it turns into like a $30,000 or $40,000 surgical procedure that could, you know, cost you your life, that's a little different.
But it's an alternative if you're going to die from the obesity. And there are people that get to that point.
I do agree with you there.
Thanks, Sophie. Thanks for calling.
I've got to say one more thing.
I like the attitude. Go ahead.
Actually, I've got to say two more things. Second thing I just wanted to tell you is I'm so right in sync with you with the Doberman. I'm a former Doberman owner. Okay. And I will tell you, the best dog, the personality is not necessarily what the physical would lead you to believe that it is. The dog in person with a personal relationship is a sweetie, a real bonded, loving dog.
Okay, so what you're saying is don't love me because I'm gorgeous? Sophia, thank you for calling. 866-313-3733. We're going on a diet on Roth Radio, but not a real diet. I just want to take the pill. I want to take the pill, and I want to get the quad burger from Irv's, and I want it with the trough O-pop. I want it with the bucket O shake. I want a bucket O chocolate shake and a trough O fries. What do you think? Isn't that how we were raised as kids? Come on. You remember?
Oh,
that.
Absolutely.
Cheeseburger, 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 fries. And to this very day, if I didn't know different, you showed me a whole lot of that. In fact, most of what I know about, you know, fuel in the drag race engine comes from you, Lise. That's no kidding around. I've learned to be really afraid of the very things that we grew up with. I described earlier the tomato sandwich. I don't even know. You may have been even a little too young back in Indiana, where we slice up a tomato, two cuts, one, two. Now you got three pieces of tomato. Mm-hmm. Put it on white bread, something with a name like Wholesome, H-O-L-S-U-M, right?
Icky gooey white bread called Wholesome.
Icky All gooey right. white bread, Wholesome bread, right? And then you put it on there. Got to have mayonnaise on both sides, right? Mm-hmm. Like that. Maybe a little lettuce. It's an ethnic thing. Put that on like this. Roll your sleeves up like I'm doing right now. And then you lean over. You put your elbows over the sink. Mm-hmm. And you bite into that sandwich. And all that red juice runs off your elbows down into the sink.
I recall.
Well, I was raised on that, as you were. And now I've learned to be afraid of that. Or maybe there actually is a pill. Do you think there actually is a pill? This pill would work in respect to that?
Of course not.
Well, I'd be able to eat the sandwich, but then I'd spend the rest of the day on the porcelain throne.
Yes, it wouldn't only be your elbows dripping.
Diamond Dave doing the Pepto-Biz waltz, two up, two back. Roth Radio, David Lee Roth, actually. My sister, Lisa Roth, sharing the microphone here.
Very happily so.
Well, I don't know how long the career's going to be, Lisa. It could be a day. It could be a year. Actually, one day could feel like a year. Don't look at me like that. We have more calls. Okay, Robert, he's talking to me about I want to do drug. Hey, maybe one of the guys in the back there. Find Huey Lewis. He's doing Chicago. He's like the 23rd Billy Flynn in Chicago over there. And I want to hear him sing, I want a new drug. Timmy, see if you can download I want a new drug. Don't steal it. Pay the 14 cents.
14, yeah.
Right. No, no, no. Well, you know, by the time you subtract, you know, it's...
You got it.
Okay. I get a painful sliver of that. I get a look at the Indian. Who's on? Talk to us.
Good morning, Roth family. How are you?
Hi.
Great. Yeah, I did have a chance to try Senecal. Got it in Mexico where part of my family lives there.
I like the opening. What is Senecal?
Senecal is the basic prescription medication that's going to become allied for over-the-counter.
Okay, share with us, how many times a day do you take this?
It's up to you, and you just touched on the subject of how long do you want to sit on the throne, because...
Stop, we're laughing and we can't hear you. Okay, we're done laughing.
Okay, because depending on... You take one pill and it'll absorb so much... it will process so much fat that, of course, a lot of that fat will go out your rear end. But it will go without notice. What you think is a little toot, it will surprise you, and then you will soil your pants.
That's amazing. Well, and Jesus, you make a heavy argument against this kind of an approach here. At least, what do you think?
I want to know whose idea this topic was at 6 in the morning.
I thought I discovered something that was like a miracle drug. You know me. You know me, cut across shorty, come on. You know, and I thought, okay, here's a great way. I'm going to eat Big Macs for breakfast.
You're right.
Barbecue is going to be for lunch, right? Beer and pizza, oysters and beer every dinner for every night of the year, like the Jimmy Buffett song. And now you're telling me I'm going to be glued to the porcelain throne. You said I would be king of New York, Lise, and now you're telling me the throne is made of porcelain. Thanks a pant load. Don't go away. Go to the commercial.
David Lee Roth, weekday mornings.
Be young, be bad, baby. Put the music out there, baby. Put it up. Woo! I want a new drug. One that won't make me sick. Well, a little sick.
One that won't make me crash my car.
One that won't. I'll settle for a little sick. Roth Radio, I want a new drug, baby. Yeah. Ow! Can you name the song in the background? Can you name it? It's apropos. Turn up the music. Let her see. Can you guess?
Oh, don't put me on the spot. I'm
Animal, do you know
guy.
You know what the loop is in the back? This is all my own music. You know what this is?
No, I don't.
It's Bad Luck.
Oh.
You said, I cut down on drinking, cut down on smoking, cut down on eating, got a lot of bad luck. I always have bad luck when I'm trying to take a pill to cut a corner and not have something to eat. I got something here. David Lee Roth here. Actually, I got something special here. Lisa Roth, my sister.
Aw, thank you.
And something extra special to protect her. Animal, how are you this morning?
Hey, how you doing? I'm a little tired, man. I've been out there fighting with those Dark Vader guys. You said something about Oprah Winfrey's tush, man. They was kind of pissed about it.
Somebody got upset on the email, you mean, on the internet?
Yeah, man, them Dark Vader guys caught me out front, man. Say you said she had the cubby quails or something like that.
What?
You know.
Are you on
so
a
I
diet?
To deal with them.
What kind of diet are you on?
Seafood diet. Everything I see, I eat.
Okay. It says here from Australia. We got an email from Australia because we're on DavidLeeRoth.com worldwide. Hey, Lisa, this goes for my sister Lisa. Is there a diet pill that actually it says, hey, Lisa Rowe? Well, we're looking for a nickname. So if you have one, because I'm D-Row now. And K-Fed is calling up about 9 o'clock here. He's going to – Kevin Federline. We used to know him as Kevin Federline. And before that, we knew him as Britney's husband, right? And now he's K-Fed. He has a burgeoning hip-hop career. He has a video, et cetera, and he's making an album. The album is coming out, et cetera. We're going to ask him about his diet.
Okay. And his nickname.
Well, you need a nickname, but I already have a bad joke about his diet.
Okay.
Fat-free, loaded with sugar. Huh? Hey, it says here, hey, Lisa Rowe, is there a diet pill that actually works regardless if it is good for you or bad for you? I like the way he thinks. Is there actually one that even works like that?
I don't think so.
Because what we're talking about works, but you're going to spend half your time in the boudoir, right? Mirror, mirror, well, on the bathroom sink?
What do you mean works? I mean, what are we talking about here? My experience is that, I mean, first of all, people will abuse it, as we know.
Yo!
Yeah. Which is just another addiction,
yo,
like food is.
Yo!
Yep, and eventually it'll either make you so sick you have to stop, and then you'll go back to overeating, and you'll be obese, because you never got to the foundational issue.
And you're talking about emotional issues or something like that.
It doesn't have to be emotional. It can be physiological, like we were talking about. It could be a thyroid problem. It could be a disease. It could be something inherited. And it could be emotional.
You could also lose weight from crack. I think that's what it says up here. Scott, number 8, Roth Radio.
Now, there's a drug that works. I lied.
Hey, lose weight for the holidays. How many times could you say it did that, white girl? Roth Radio. Scott, you're on.
Hey, morning.
Good morning.
You're doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, they spend all this money on pills to help you lose weight. If they just come up with a diet pill that had crack in it, you ain't never seen a fat crackhead.
Well,
you have seen a fat crack, though.
Stay away from the fat cracks and don't eat the big white men.
You know, welcome to Diamond Dave's Tiki Bunker, where the debris meets the sea. We don't get the well ones down here, but we do try to cure y'all. David Lee Roth, large and in charge. Marge is the Sarge, Lisa Roth. You've been a nutritionist for how long, Lise?
Almost 20 years.
Wow. Time flies when you kind of know what you're doing, huh?
Well, nobody say anything about that. But.
What's the number one, you've worked with a lot of clients.
Yes.
What's the most weight loss that you've engineered with one person?
Maintained?
Yeah.
Because there's a difference.
Okay, tell us what the difference is. Go ahead and share with us.
Well, you know, new brooms always sweep clean. People get very excited when they first hire a nutritionist and they do everything you tell them to. And they lose a lot of weight. It's keeping it off. But keeping it off, I'd say, over 120 pounds.
Wow. How long did it take to lose that?
Over a year, if you do it correctly.
How many pounds can you actually lose if you do it legitimately, really? How many pounds a week can you legitimately use compared to what they're telling you?
Well, legitimately, in the first few weeks, you're going to lose a lot of water weight. So you're going to have maybe 5 to 8 pounds a week. After that, what is healthy is a pound a week.
That's it.
Real fat.
That's it. 1 pound.
More than that tends to be fluids. Yeah.
Okay, so for the first couple of weeks, everybody's marveling at their own capacity to diet, their genius in figuring out the right diet, their ability to stick to the diet, etc. You can see developments right away. And you're saying that in the first week, you could lose up to 10 pounds, say.
Yes, easily. If you're obese, even more.
If I should stop drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon, my hat size would go down 2.5 points.
Yes, it would, David.
Knock it off. Okay, diet pills. Mike, he wants some. He wants to share his. Maybe he's taking them. Mike, you're on Roth Radio. Good to go.
Hey, Dave. How you doing, man?
Great. Thank you.
Big fan. I don't know if anybody talked about it yet. This diet pill called Meridia.
What is Meridia?
Meridia.
That's off the market, isn't it?
Hello?
Isn't that off the market?
No.
No. Okay.
Not his market.
I'm thinking of something else. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's still on the market. It's a great diet pill. It's like it's an appetite suppressant. It's like a little bit like amphetamine also. The good thing about it is it helps you lose weight, you know, while you're learning new ways to eat. It's used in combination with diet and exercise. And it works pretty well, you know. You can't expect a huge weight loss the first month, but a few pounds, a little by little, people are on it for months.
Did you take it?
Hello?
Did you take it, Mike?
No, I haven't taken it.
Isn't that the commercial where they have about 20 minutes of disclaimers at the end of the commercial? May cause.
Yeah, and right.
Yeah.
Diarrhea, constipation, rash, you know.
Heart arrhythmia, heart attack, kidney failure, liver failure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, who's his dealer?
Don't you love those commercials, though, where at the end of the commercial they have the disclaimer, you could die of just about everything.
Oh, sure. And they all sound like top 40 disc jockeys going on crack, right? You go, like, I can't actually say the disclaimer, but here's how fast it goes in radio parlance. Hopping and popping and popping with the best bet for the boss beat at the top of the pop smash goal with the timely tunes for those with the textured taste.
Exactly.
Oh, and this could kill you. Meet you on the toilet.
Mike?
Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
How do you know about this pill?
I'm a physician assistant.
Okay.
So, you know, and I practice.
And you're seeing people get results from this.
Yeah, yeah. And I have a lot of patients coming in, and I get pretty good results.
And what, this just kills your appetite? This just makes you without appetite? Is that what happens?
No, not, you know, not without appetite. I mean, you still, you know, it's not a complete appetite suppressant because obviously that's not very healthy. But it just, you know, you take it, and it just, it helps you lose weight. You know, you're learning new ways to eat, and you're eating.
Okay,
well,
so is it the learning new ways to eat?
Diet.
Is it the learning new ways to eat, or does it actually, it must have some effect. How does it help you lose weight? It's not an appetite suppressant. What does it do?
Oh, well, basically, it's a, well, it's a stimulant also, so it stimulates your metabolism.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and it stimulates exactly like speed does, right?
Well, exactly, because it's got a little, there you go, a little bit of amphetamine or so in it. So
so we're back to the 50s, when doctors prescribe diet pills for
yeah.
women. Yeah, okay.
Okay, let's examine that for a second, because Lisa and I grew up as kids, but cognizant kids, because our dad was a surgeon, right? We
yeah.
grew up around all the medical information and all the pamphlets, etc. And you went on to become a nutritionist for
yes.
the last 20 years, and I went on to become a group therapist. Music, please. Music. Back in the 60s, everybody was taking diet pills
yes.
and getting diet injections, vitamin injections, particularly like Upper East Side here, the Hamptons gang in New York. Even Kennedy's wife, Jackie O, was getting diet shots or whatever, because nobody really knew what the downside of amphetamines and speed was. If you've ever seen the movie All That Jazz,
mm-hmm.
and what is it, Roy Scheider that plays the part
yes.
of the choreographer, and he's always taking, they were called Dexies, okay,
mm.
or triangles, those little look at Hutch's face light
yeah,
up.
I remember Dexies.
This
oh, yeah.
right in.
Hutch woke up.
That's right in. Time for the drum solo.
Yep. I'm ready.
This was so popular. Everybody took these kinds of pills. Mom took this kind of stuff. This was standard Midwest housewife ironing the
yeah.
ironing board kind of stuff. It was not designer. It was every echelon. If Lady Di had been alive in 1965, 1966, she guaranteed would have been taking these, just like the president's wife, just like our family and everybody in between. But if you had the money, then you got a designer doctor uptown who'd give you his shots, and it would have like egg yolk, and it would, and it would have lamb sweat, you know,
yeah.
and remember all these kinds of organic things, you know, the tissue of the chin of the shark, but only the one that's
right.
found in the South China Sea.
Horse's urine, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then with the miracle ingredient, which would always be, now we know, amphetamine, bisulfate.
Amphetamine.
Any kind of ene gets you going fast, right? Caffeine, amphetamine, methadrine, you know. And you would be good for about 3 to 5 days, depending on your physical constitution, which would start dwindling right around the second visit to the doctor. And that's why you see so many of those society dames and everybody what the book writer Tom Wolfe calls the human skeletons.
Yes.
You get that. I call it
human x-rays.
Human x-rays. There you go.
Yes.
You get the Day-Glo cheekbones, I call it. Oh, I had that on the road throughout the 80s, man. You thought I was sucking my cheeks in. No, Matt, that was my cheekbones glowing from the last 5 nights worth of... Woo! Seriously. And this became a big part of our culture. Take a pill, fix the way that you look. Right.
And then those same housewives who had the jitters would go to the same doctors for Valium to take at night. Right. And then we had all these women addicted to.
You got the culture is
yep.
what happens, you know, and it's the same culture that we're discussing now. Cindy's going to want to talk about this. Don't go away, Cindy. We're going to take a little break here. Get out, man.
David Lee Roth in the mornings.